Righty, righty. Righty, righty. Vandey Guru Parab Dvandvam Bhakta Brinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vandey Nityananda Saholitam Sri Nandanandanam Vandey Radhika Charanam Dvayam Gopijana Samayuktam Vrindavana Manoharam Amala Kamala Raji Sparshi Vata Prashite Nija sarasi nidage sayamulasaniyam Parijana yukta kridiyanti pakarim Snapayati nija dasye radikamam kadanu. Well, this is our first class, the glorious seva of Srimati Radharani, which, as I said yesterday, it mostly will be the description of the sevas done by the manjaris of Radharani. Everyone's engaged in sevas. We'll hear from Ujjwala Nilamani how there are 16 sevas the sakis perform, all of the sakis, and most all of those 16 sevas the manjaris also perform. That will be coming up. So this term, just the idea of manjaris and serving Radharani, especially, and Krishna, is mentioned. There's a few beautiful passages by Prabhupada in one of his last works in 1975. It was published, not last work, Nectar Instruction, which is his title for the Upadesh Amrita by Rupa Goswami. And there he's so beautifully mentioning this. So I want to read from Prabhupada's book. Actually, and I wrote the note here, in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, on page 331, which Prabhupada wrote very early, 1970 or so, he says that the personal associates of Radharani are called sakis, and Radharani's near assistants are called manjaris. So this, I can repeat this, Prabhupada is referring to manjaris as near assistants. In English, the word near means pasme, it means near, like we would say that this lady is sitting near that lady. Do you understand? N-E-A-R, near. You follow? Those are Russian, Hindi, Indian. So near means right there. Near and far. So this is actually, we'll find out in the following classes, how near they are. And I really like this word so much, because the phrase near assistance, this is from Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, page 331. The personal associates of Radharani are called sakis. And there's five categories of sakis, and two of them, nitya sakis and pran sakis, are called manjaris. And then Prabhupada says, there's the sakis and Radharani's near assistants are called manjaris, because they're the nearest to Radharani. So the phrase near assistants, which is Prabhupada's English explanation for manjaris, it hints at intimacy and trust, that the speciality of the manjaris, the uniqueness, because Prabhupada said the sakis are the personal associates, and then there's another saki, manjaris are also sakis, who are the near assistants. So that one phrase has so much tattva. It explains how special the manjaris are. And this is the main speciality, is that they have such have such nearness to Radharani. They're closer to Radharani in so many ways, which we'll find out. So in Prabhupada, and then now here's, this is another quote from Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, page 331. It is very difficult to express the Manjari's dealings with Krishna, because the Manjari's have no desire to mix with Krishna or to enjoy with Krishna personally. This is, of course, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which was written in 1969. It was published maybe 70 at the latest. This was his precursor to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the famous 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. They came out, they were published first time in 1975. But the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is basically a summary of the essential philosophy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You'll find in there Ramananda's teachings, Ramananda Samvad, and Sanatana Shiksha and Rupa Shiksha, the key teachings and philosophical tenets of the Chaitanya Charitamrita are there. Can someone adjust this? I want to raise it because I'm getting a sore neck. This has to be loosened. Or just 1 second. It takes some time. Can you please come and loosen this? Yeah. Because it's a little different. Okay, no. You hold this like this so it doesn't go down. Like this. And I guess I should come over a little bit. That's the thing. No, don't do anything. You don't do anything. Okay. Because otherwise, yesterday I had such a sore neck, I rubbed some oil on. Okay. Yeah, tighten it. No, the other way. More. Okay? Okay, good. Maybe a little like that. Anyway, you have to adjust the camera angle. It's better, otherwise I couldn't sleep. It was so painful. I don't know. This is not so good either. It's a little high. Can you loosen it again? It's a little in the beginning of something. It takes some time. It goes this way. No, wait. No, don't keep that thing. Hold this thing, will you? I'll keep it. If it comes more like this, it's better. Okay, now tighten it. Okay, let's try that. Yeah, that's a little better. I think so. Anyway, we'll try. No. Excuse me, please come back. It's a rope, it's a snake. At least you learn which direction is loosening. So stop. Okay, now how about that? That's good. Tighten that. I mean, it's India. Don't forget. Has some. Okay, tight. It's tight. Okay, boss. Okay, yeah. That seems to do it. I don't know if it went anywhere. Maybe it came back to the same point. Radhe Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. We're discussing the glorious sevas of Radharani and read from Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya. We're reading another section here. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's like that. Okay. It is very difficult to express the Manjari's. Oh, that's a good. Okay. It's very difficult to express the Manjari's dealings with Krishna, because the Manjaris have no desire to mix with Krishna or enjoy Krishna's personally. This is a repeat. Rather, the Manjaris are always ready to help Radharani associate with Krishna. The transcendental pleasure of the Manjaris, the transcendental pleasure of the Manjaris comes from seeing Radha and Krishna united. Of course, in 1970, when Prabhupada published Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the essence or summary of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he didn't actually I mean, didn't realize how deep this whole, these two statements I read from from teachings of Lord Chaitanya is the complete tattva of Manjari's. And certainly I had no idea of that myself when we joined. I have some idea, but after 40 years and reading many books from different Sadhu Goswamis, then I understand that how amazing and such a sutra. Sutra means a small, like few words. Prabhupada summarized the whole point. He calls the mantras in the first entry. He says Radharani has the personal associates of Radharani are called the Sakhis. And Radharani's near assistants are called the Manjaris. And I discussed already, but most of you came a little later, many. So near assistants, near means it hints at intimacy, closeness, and a speciality of the position of a Manjari. The Sakhis are personal associates, but they're not near assistants. They're very close, but not that close. They come to the gated Nikunj, and they're inside the Nikunj, and during Abhisara, they bring Radharani in the Kunj, and they bring Krishna in the Kunj, and they're there, and then they disappear at a certain point. And the Manjaris don't, because they're near assistants. And then the Sakhis may pull, it's like this, we'll get into all that, but it's amazing how much, as we talked about the Pravahe Vahe Shatadhara. Krishna's Kaviraj was glorifying the CC that he said, Shatadhara. And he said thousands and thousands of rivers. Dhara means river, current. Thousands and thousands of rivers are flowing from Ek Bindu Leela, from one drop of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, thousands and thousands of rivers. What's in that river? Two things. Premananda and Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Because that's what he said in the verse before it. He said that Lord Chaitanya's Leela is like an Amrit Sindhu. It's like a vast ocean of nectar. And even one drop of that nectar can drown a person. And he said, not only that, that the pastimes are... So here's a phrase by Prabhupada, or a few words, which have rivers and rivers of meaning. So if you put this together with what I'm going to read now from Upadeshamrita, which was published 5 years later in 1975, which we call Nectar, Prabhupada called Nectar of Instruction, the translation, the Upadeshamritam by Rupa Goswami Pad. There he makes it, he takes those points of philosophy and tattva and definition of the statements I read from TLSC, they define what is a Manjari. They describe her bhava. They describe, there's something called gopi bhav. So what is the bhav? The bhav is the mood of seva, the mood of how she sees Krishna, how she sees Radha, and how she relates to them. This is the bhav, sentiments, feelings, seeing, actions. All your actions move around your bhav, how you see the world, how you feel about the world, how you perceive the world. You perceive the world through the eyes of your heart. If you're a human being, which is, the assumption is that humans have hearts. Animals perceive the world through their interaction of their senses, their eyes, and their mentality. The heart doesn't enter into it. They just function on sense impulse and the functions of the brain which interact with the senses. But we're a special creature. We have feelings. There's 8,400,000 species of life. And millions of species, I mean varieties within how many types of dogs and so many beasts. And there's only one of those millions and millions of living entities that laugh, ha 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 ha, right? It's human beings. This is a unique thing. So laughing is a feeling, joy. And some... The marineologists, etc., they try to say that porpoises have some type of laugh. You know, the porpoise, they have this fish that does tricks and dances around in San Diego and Singapore and whatnot. It's called Sea World or something like that. Let's hear. Now, this is Prabhupada's telling in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar Instruction, in verse 8, which we can read because it's so wonderful to hear from Rupa Goswami, to be reminded about our prayojan. Tannama rupacharitari sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan tishtan braje tad anuragi jana anogami kalam nayed akilam it upadesha saram, the essence, the sar of all upadesh. So Prabhupada, the translation is the essence of all advice is that one should spend 24 hours a day. That's the ultimate. It's not only the essence of all advice, it's the culmination of lifetimes and lifetimes of spiritual endeavors. The essence of life is always remember Krishna and never forget him, 24 hours a day. Well, what about sleeping? You can't. What about eating? Eat this much. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time. What does full time mean? 24 hours a day. In nicely, because it says sukirtan. Prabhupada, it's so interesting the way Prabhupada translates these words. Sukirtan anu. Anu means anusmriti or juva. Anu indicates anusmriti or juva anusmriti. Sukirtan has also many other meanings. But he says, in nicely chanting and remembering Krishna's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. In this way, one should reside in Braj. Under the guidance, one should reside in Braj, following in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, which means Gopi Anugatya, who are deeply attached to Krishna. Guys are fine, though. As soon as he's mentioned Rupa Goswami, they get so excited. So we can... This is a purport of Prabhupada, page 77. I wrote it here. Page 77, Prabhupada said, at the stage... This is Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. At the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, one can follow in the footsteps. At the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, one can follow in the footsteps of one of the eternal associates of Krishna and Vrindavan. By executing Raganuga Bhakti in the Madhurya Ras, one can become like Srimati Radharani's serving maids, serving near assistants. Now he's calling the near assistants serving maids, brackets, Manjaris, which is my brackets. The serving maids, Rupa and Rati. Sri Rupa, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, or Sri Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Banamati, who is Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. We should be very akuti, very eager to follow in the footsteps of the Abhideya Acharya, Rupa Goswami Pad, and the Prayojana Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami. So again, this is because I thought let's hear from Prabhupada, it was so nice. So this is verse 8, and now let's turn to verse 11. It's a very long verse, but Krishnasya che pranaya, pranaya vasati, prayasibi piradha, kundam, chasya munibir abitas tadrig eva vyadayi, yat preshter apialam asulabam, kim punar bhakti bhajam, tat premadam sakritapi sarasnatura vishkaroti. That's the key line there. They're all key lines, but even once, if one takes snatur in this sara and this lake, avish prem avish karoti, then tat premadam, that prem, that love that Radha has for Krishna, tat premadam, and the tat refers to the previous lines which say Radha's love for Krishna, Radharani, of Krishna. Tat premadam sakrit api. Sakrit, you take one bath in the sara, snatur, you take a bath, snan, in the sara, or rasa, of Radhakund, then avishkaroti. It will arouse, it will actually, the word means it will create prem in the heart. This is very nice. So this Prabhupada, here in this verse 11, the Prabhupada is glorifying Radhakund. The verse itself glorifies the rarity and unique position of the rarity of Radhakund and the unique position of Radhakund. And now in page 90 of this book, Prabhupada writes a very nice commentary. He says, living entities who are eager to go to Goloka Vrindavan, I should repeat it in case you wonder if you're one of those entities. Living entities, and here he doesn't say go back to, living entities who are eager to go to Goloka Vrindavan, by means of attaining their spiritual bodies, bracket citadeya, should live at Loy Bazaar. No, I'm sorry. Radharaman Temple. That's a guaranteed way to go back to God, to go to Godhead in your citadeya, no doubt. Or in any temple, 24 hours, Radhasha. No, I can't say no, but I have to repeat what Prabhupada said and what the verse Rupa Goswami Pada is saying. When you read this purport, you say, yes. Yeah, yes, that's me. And yes, I want that. And well, then do this. Oh, okay. So that's what happened to the person sitting here in 1994. And we started living here and then fully moved here in 2002, 12 years ago. Living entities who are eager to go to Goloka Vrindavan, go like this. Are you eager to go to Goloka Vrindavan? If you're that much energy, you must have. You can go like this at least. And then that warms you up for going like this, just going to sleep. So then, by means, because if you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan, you can't get there in a spaceship or a spacesuit. You have to have your spiritual body, which is your siddha deha, your perfect body, eternal body. If you're eager to go to Goloka Vrindavan, by means, what are the means? By attaining your siddha deha. You have to have your siddha deha to go there. You should live at Radhakund, take shelter of the confidential serving maids. Another phrase of this Prabhupada's explanation of the word manjari. Live in Radhakund and take shelter of the confidential serving maids. And I put in brackets, manjaris. Of Sri Radha. And under the direction of the serving maids, under the direction of the manjaris, engage constantly in Radha's seva. This is Prabhupada's Actually, there was I wanted to read first this. But anyway, that's how it came out. Then he says, it goes on, he says, well, this actually goes before it. He probably says, Sri Radha Kund is the most selective means the best, the most select place for those who are interested in it, in advancing, those who are interested in advancing their devotional service, which means your bhakti, in the wake of the lady friends and confidential maids. Lady friends means sakis. Confidential maids means manjaris. Prabhupada's mentioning they're all sakis by category, different names, sakis. He's mentioning two. If you want to advance your devotional service, in the wake means in the mood of, in the way of, and following, it means anugatya, following, like the sakis and manjaris of Radha, of Srimati Radharani. And then, that was supposed to come for the last quote. Then Prabhupada said, there is no limit to the glory of Radha Kund. There is no limit to the glory of Radha Kund. So one should be very careful to make an aparad in or about Radha Kund, because there is no limit to the reaction, to the offense you will get from making an offense in a place where there's limitless glories. By serving Radha Kund, one can become a maid servant. Remember, this is the purport of Srila Prabhupada, Nectar of Devotion, verse 11. By serving Radha Kund, one can become a maid servant, brackets mine, manjari, a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, under the eternal guidance of the gopis. So the question will be asked, how does one serve Radha Kund? Means to serve the people that live here, or who are born here, the Brijvasis, or Bengalis, they're also born here, Bengali devotees. Many people are born here. They're the residents, the Dham Vasis, to serve the Dham Vasis of Radha Kund, especially the ones that are born here, or those that may live here from outside, from Bihar or Bombay or Delhi or even other countries, to serve them. And to serve, so that's all the people that are here, the Bengalis, Brijvasis, of all different castes, Chamar and Bangi and Baniya and Brahmin, all of them are worthy of our service. And not only Brijvasis, Bengalis, and whoever, Biharis, whoever they are, they're special people. Then, the next level of rendering service to Radha Kund are all the animals that live here and all the birds. The Brijvasis that live here, they go around and they take some wheat flour, like they're making chapatis, which everyone knows about that. And you add some water and make the dough. And they take a bag with dough in it, and they go to the different bodies of water, and they make a little ball, and they throw it in the water. And for those who study Jyotishi and this astrology, one is advised, if he has stomach problems or if he has particular grahan dosh or planetary problems which affect certain planets, these planets, planetary rulers, become very happy if one feeds fish, which they like these wheat balls very much, and they eat very happily, and so do monkeys. So you get to cover a lot of ground with some dough little dough you spend, little money you spend, and get some dough. I mean, you know, some wheat, you know, like that. So I've watched them, and I speak a little Hindi, not much. So then it's someone I don't know, but they know I live here, and I know they live here. So I said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I know what they're doing." And I said, but I want to hear from them, and their daughter is there, son is there, father, all different ages. I said, "We're feeding the fish." I said, because I know something of Jyotish or something. I said, "You have some planet, some grahan dosh, some fault with your planets or whatnot." I said, no, we don't care about all that. That's for you Russians and Americans running after astrologers, and Europeans and Swiss and Germans and all, run after the astrologers. We, you know, Radharani is our astrologer, Krishna, and Radharani does Krishna's chart. She just looks at him and his life is changed. Whatever, if he's going that direction according to his destiny, she looks at him and he changes his direction. So she's the master of the movements of the Supreme Godhead, because love rules everyone, including Krishna. Everyone is ruled by love, including Krishna. Radharani's 25th quality is she controls Krishna by love. What's so surprising about that? This is the ultimate way to control anyone, by love. Is this a mystery? It's very clear. If you love someone, you'll do anything for them. If you really love, because love means selflessness, which is something that's difficult to understand if you're very selfish, like most of all of us. So Radharani is absolute refined quintessence of selflessness. So she's the greatest lover of Krishna and controls him the most. The queens of Dwarka and Mathura, Ramanis, etc., they have some mixture in their approach. It's pure love, no doubt. But it's not the level of the gopis. So, back to this wonderful discussion of Srila Prabhupada. Is everyone inspired by these words of the founder Acharya? Should I read them again? I mean, I think most of you, it's not very costly to buy, fortunately, or download free on your computers. I know everything's available free, or your telephones even. So these are some key verses, 8 and 11. 8 for the Astasakis, and 11, because 11 and 11 in numerology is 2. Yugo Kishore. So, 2 means Radha and Krishna. So therefore, you can pursue these yourself. Now this is search for the ultimate liberation, which has a very interesting origin. Prabhupada wrote an essay in English in 1959 while he was living in Radha-Damodar Mandir, which is an essay describing Ramananda Samvag from the 8th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. And he wrote this essay and put it in a trunk, and so many essays are there. And so one of the Saivites, my Guru Bhai, who was this sannyasi, is a sannyasi, was then also, when he served there, he was serving there and he had that trunk and he took a lot of those essays with him later years. And he translated them and published a book called Search for the Ultimate Liberation. It came out first from his side, and then maybe he gave the rights to the BBT, I don't know. It's called Search for the Ultimate Liberation. Excuse me, I made a mistake. It's called Search for the Ultimate Goal. Has anyone seen that book? I don't know if it's in the BBT list or not. Search, you can look on your computer. Search for the Ultimate Goal. It's available in Loy Bazaar. It's Srila Prabhupada. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful book. I mean, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you see the Bengali verses in English of Prabhupada. But Prabhupada wrote an essay with his commentaries and tikkas, and I know for sure that it was first, maybe later it was passed over to BBT. But I know that it was not, I know everything about the origin, but Anyway, irregardless, let's hear what Prabhupada says there. And this is 1959. Those who have developed an attraction, it doesn't say you're on the level of rati or ruchi or nishta or bhav or prem. Those who have developed an attraction. You may be attracted to someone, it doesn't mean you're married. That's the ultimate end of some, you know, wayward attraction. You may end up in that way. So attraction has many degrees of attraction. Like someone said, what do you think of so-and-so? Yeah, I'm attracted, he's nice. What more? But no, that you how much are you attracted? Not that much, or whatever. So it has many degrees, the concept or idea or principle of attraction. But Prabhupada said, those who have developed attraction for Madhurya Prem, those who have developed attraction for Madhurya Prem may follow in the footsteps of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani and their assistants called the Manjaris. Again, Prabhupada is describing, always when they're all sakis of Radharani or gopis of Radharani. There's sakis, and then there's pran sakis and nitya sakis and priya sakis and parama prishta sakis. There's five categories which we'll discuss. So they're all sakis. So the nitya sakis and pran sakis are Manjaris. The pran sakis, pran means life force. They're the ones that are so close and intimate with Radharani. These are Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. Nitya sakis are eternally nitya sakis. And those who become nitya siddha and attain their siddhadeya, they enter into the category of the nitya sakis. There's some that are nitya for all time. And we become nitya when we go there. I mean, our body is actually already there, but that's another discussion. So this is a few amazing and wonderful. Did you find that in the BBT? I don't believe so. I also have folio, pretty new version from 2012, and I haven't seen it. But it is Srila Prabhupada. Search for, has anyone read that book? Search for the Ultimate Goal. There's lots of books to read, no doubt. But because I'm Prabhupada's disciple, I have a very intense thirst to read all of these things. There's another book, Journey of Self-Discovery. Is there a book like that by Srila Prabhupada? Well, when I joined in 75, it wasn't available, or 76, or 77, or 78, or 79, or 80. You know, it came out in 1990 or whatever. It was, I don't know exactly what it is, if it's a group of lectures put into one book or it's a continuous essay. I'm not sure what it is. Journey of Self-Discovery. I can't remember. At any rate, so in other words, that lost essays or Prabhupada's books or new books of Prabhupada can come into publication even after Prabhupada was here. When Prabhupada was here on the planet, there were 700 lectures available on Prabhupada's archives of lectures. And some individuals, my godbrothers, some former sannyasis, etc., they had privately recorded many lectures of Prabhupada, which no one else had in various parts of the world. And that was their private collection. So they were gradually convinced over the years. In 1990 or so, they released, they gave those, donated those to BBT archives. And that became 300 more. I think now you may be knowing there's 1,000 or there's 1,100 lectures in Prabhupada's folio, if I'm not mistaken. Is it right? Does anyone know? I believe it's about 1,000. But it wasn't always that way, because I had all Prabhupada's lectures. I had all his cassettes, you know, everything at one, back in those days. That was the big finding, that were real lectures. Great. So, like this, so many people have secret things, 8mm movies of Prabhupada from Second Avenue. Prabhupada never saw them, but after he left, then some karmic people, they said, oh, I have an 8mm film. Well, that's called Happiness on Second Avenue. It's part of the BBT archives. Those came out. Somebody was knocking on a door in New York selling books in 1990 or 95 or whenever, way after Prabhupada's entering Golok. So, and they reckon, oh, you're Hare Krishna. Oh, I have a movie of your guru. And, you know, back, you know, on Second Avenue. Second Avenue? The devotee said, is yours perked up? Really? Yeah, I had this 8mm camera. I was taking pictures back in 1966, and I hung out with the Hare Krishnas, and at nighttime, Brahmananda, they went on Harinam, and they had a big bass drum, boom, 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 like this, you know. It's called Happiness on Second Avenue. It's BBT archives. So I came along. It was a nighttime shot. I had to get some special nighttime film. It was a whole thing, you know. So I said, can you give it to us? Yeah, and then they converted it into digits and made this movie. So this, the hidden treasures, the secret treasures of Prabhupada keep manifesting like that. There's lectures in people's homes in India and Hindi and Bengali and Calcutta that are still out there somewhere. So like even 40 years from now, your grandchildren or whatever say, oh, we listened to a new lecture of Prabhupada. This, because it's eternal. It's unlimited. Just like I was talking to someone on the telephone the other day, and I haven't seen him for 20 years. He said, Maharaj, you know, I have about 50 lectures of yours. I said, really? Yeah, they're all on cassettes. I recorded them back in 1986, 87, when you were in Delhi and this and that. I said, well, he said, maybe you want them. I said, I don't know, whatever. What do I care? It's ancient history, you know. He said, no, maybe I'll contact one of your friends and give them whatever, convert them. I said, I don't know. Can you convert it and make it easier? So, and I'm still around as far as I know. I'm still here. So now let's just go on and discuss. Spend a few minutes until the 1 hour is up and start CC, but we're discussing a kind of a systematic thing. Now we've already have a prelude. We're going to discuss the Sakhi friends of Radharani, the five Sakhis. As I mentioned, the Sakhis, Nitya Sakhis, Pran Sakhis, Priya Sakhis, and the different levels and degrees of affection they have for Radharani and their outlook and whatnot. Maybe, I don't know, some devotees saying, come forward, it's okay, and come right to the front if you want, if you don't have room. So these are the five Sakhis, or girlfriends of Radharani. The Sakhis are divided into three levels of affection. The word is sneha, affection for Radhika. So the word, it's a Hindi word in Sanskrit also, sneha. Actually, it has a connotation or inner meaning is sneha, means like the flow of oil. The word sneha, there's also another word snigda. Snigda means glossy. It means glossy. It means it's not dry. It's not shukshma. Snigda means it's smooth. It's smooth. It's glossy. It's like oily, you can say, oily. And very soothing. The implication of the word sneha, it's a very soothing type of affection. Soothing and, is it right? Like this. It's not sneha, affection. It's a little dry. Sneha means affection. And our affection is it's such a rich, deeper meaning. And especially when we're talking about the sneha, you know, the smooth, loving feelings and the smooth, the glossy, oily, you know, intimacy and how they move together. It's like, you know, if you put your two hands together and they're dry, if you have dry skin, then they don't move too easily. You're like your bicycle chain. If it doesn't have any oil, it doesn't move too easy. So you put some oil there, or lots of oil, then it's like, it's smooth, right? It's smooth. It moves easily and feels good. So this is sneha, the affection of the Sakhis. It's smooth, it's easily flowing, it moves, feels good, and it's very intimate and close. All right? So this is sneha. So there's the five Sakhis, the five types of Sakhis I mentioned. the Sakis. One's called Saki, Nitya Saki, and Pran Saki. These are two varieties of manjaris, or maidservants. And then there's the Priya Sakis, and then Paramapreshta. So they align themselves with three categories of affection, or sneha, in relation to Radha and Krishna. How smooth they flow. Some Sakis or Manjaris, some Sakis, they flow, their affection flows more smoothly with Krishna. And some, their affection flows more smoothly and intimately with Radha. And some Sakis, their affection flows and feels, you know, smoothly flows with both Radha and Krishna. Sometimes, because they're sama, they're equal. And sometimes they go this way or that way. Sometimes they go to Radha or Krishna. And this is, we'll find out who they all are and how they fit in the whole scheme of things. We, all of us, will find out. So the first category is Krishna Sneha Adik. The word Adik, which has an A on the end, but it's sleeping. It's Adik, we will say Adika, but it's the ka is not ka, it's like a sleeping A, which means Adik. You've heard of Purushottam month? It's also called Adik. Adik. The word Adik, A-D-H-I-K-A, but Adik means extra. It's very interesting because we say there's a word which means addition and subtraction. Subtraction, take away. Addition, you increase or decrease. Addition means. So ADD, adding machine, add these five numbers, ADD. So that comes from the Sanskrit word adik, A-D-H. AD means add another one. Someone gives you an apple and here's an apple. Can you add another one? Can you make it two? So adik means to add. So they have extra, additional, or more affection for Krishna. Krishna, Sneha, Adik. And Adik Mas means month. It means extra month. Because every 3 years in the Vedic calendar, they add an extra month in order to adjust the movements of the planets. In English, it's called leap year. You know, you jump over your friend, right? That's the year you jump. Your friend squats down like a frog and you jump over. It's called leapfrog. There's leap year. So there's actually an extra month. If you look in the month of Purushottam or Adik, no one is born in that month. There's no avirbhavs of any forms of Bhagavan or any bhaktas. There's no tirabhavs. You say, what is it? How is it? It's 30 days. But it's 30 days that... It's like, is it exist or what? It's an extra. There's 12 months in a year. Everyone agree? 12 months in a year. On that year, there's 13. And guess when it is? Next year, 2015. Do you know the month it is, by any chance? It's usually May, June, or so. June, July. Oh, it's like, you sure? It's like in the June, July, because May it's too hot here for us. It's more June, July. Oh, that's good. That means it'll be around June 15th, June 20th, July 20th. That can be a little relief for us. We think of these things because May is, you know, hell, and June is super hell. Literally, I mean, like, figurative, temperature-wise. I don't mean in a you know, like the other way. But so we think, calculate the world from India. So that's good news that Purushottam month is in 2015, which is 2015 is 6 and 2 is 8. It's an 8 year, number 8. Actually, according back to Jyotishi, since we have a little sprinkling of that around, 2013 for the entire planet Earth was an extremely bad year because of Mars and Rahu and Saturn were going forward and backwards three times in 1 year. Retrograde, they call it backwards. Retro means back. Grade isn't like that. So they went across the Earth planet and then went back and then again. Usually they go forward. Usually the planets are moving. a healthy, you know, planet. If he's a bad planet, he's coming, then he says, okay, go. He comes and he makes a lot of bad, then he goes, and then he comes back and says, hey, I'm back. Oh, I thought you left. No, I'm here. I'm going to beat you up again. Okay, then he beats you up. And he says, I'm going, bye, and he goes away. Oh, wow, he left finally. And he comes back, hey, hello, I'm here again. That happened last year. I know about that a little bit. So the whole planet, 2013, was very, very bad. And 2014, almost the same thing. And finally in October, now, I forget exactly, it's around now or so, one of those three goes, and then November, the second one goes, and by the end of November, the third one goes. And 2015 will be I don't know how you've all experienced things or how sensitive or perceptive you are, but these are objective things. Even if, okay, you don't believe in astrology, oh, fine. But these planets are moving in this way, and people all around the world have been highly affected, and there never before been in the history of the planet 7 wars going on at one time. I don't know if they're still going on, but last year and part of this year, it was 7 different wars in Iraq, and I mean, you know better than me, but all over the place, Ukraine or this, that. I mean, you don't know, it's a horrible situation. So, I mean, some people are transcendental and flying in their own bubbles, you know, but that's good news. And then that's called the extra month is like extra mercy for devotees also. So we need it. So back to the Sakis, because they're not affected by anything except the planet called Krishna. There's one planet called Krishna that... So Krishna Sneha Adhika, they have more extra or additional love for Krishna than they do for Radha. The primary example, I only have a few just here. And I forgot that's on another paper. But it's Dhanishta Sakhi. That would be easy to figure out. Dhanishta carries messages. She meets Radharani in the morning before Radhakund. She meets her at Kusum Sarovar or near Radhakund and with Brinda Devi. And then Radharani, and you know, when's Krishna coming? Because where does Dhanishta live? She lives in Nandagram. Where's her house? Her house is called Nanda Bhavan. Radharani has a room in Krishna's house. Anangamanjari has a room in Krishna's house. Sridham has a room. It says right there, my room. Sridham has a room. Prishabhanam has a room. Kirtita has a room. Private room. Just like you go to some disciples, they have, you know, kub paisa, you know, lots of money. And who's this special room? Oh, it's for my Gurudev. They have a room for their Gurudev. Can I use it? No, it's only my Gurudev. No. Okay, that's okay. Fine. Well and good. So this is, they have a room. And then if you go to, Nanda Bhavan. If you go to Barsana, he has a smaller palace, 36 rooms. And he has 36 rooms, and Nanda Baba has 50. But Vrishabhana Maharaj, in those rooms, even though he has less rooms, he has one guest room for Krishna, which is right behind Radharani's room. We can only wonder if there's an adjoining door. It's not explained exactly in the maps or whatnot. So there's Radharani's room and Radharani's house in Barsana. Then right behind it is Krishna. And there's room for Yashoda and Nanda, and one for Dal, for Balaram. Because every year, Radharani has a birthday. And who's the first that she sends invitations to her birthday party? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And then Balaram. And they all get one. And Krishna says, well, why didn't you get my invitation? And he gets his last. And they all go and spend 4 days in Krishna's house for birthday party. And that's when Radharani lives 3 months in Yavat. She lives 3 months there, then three months in Barsana. And Bhadramas is when most all the Sakhis except Chitra and Lalita. Lalita's born in Shravan and Chalu. Seems like it's... Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Fuara or Fuara? Para. Anyway, It's interesting because the word in Hindi for, we say fountain, fa, like F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, fountain. In Hindi, the word is F, it's P-H, whatever, it's fa, faura. It's like F, it's like F-O-U or F-O-U-R, faura. So then F-O-U, or, you know, then after 10 million years, it went to England, and then after another million years, went to America, and it became fountain. And it's fora. It's a Sanskrit, kijai. It's the origin of French. It's the origin of English. It's the origin of Russian. It's the origin of German. If you have a language, the origin is Sanskrit. Greek, Latin. Now, Chinese. I think that's out of the Vedic idea, you know. That's just some other idea. I don't know so much. They know better than me. But all the most, and of course they're the most of the world now, but Japanese has its roots in Sanskrit also. In Chinese, every word has one syllable. Chow mein. Kung fu. It's a fact. There's a lot, it's a full language, no doubt, but it's only one syllable. So that's why it sounds so choppy. And Japanese, you've heard of Panasonic, or not, that's not Japanese, but I mean, Fujikawa, Yamaha, you heard of Yamaha? Ya, ma, ha. These are all, this is Sanskrit. Fujikawa, there's a mountain there. So every language in the entire world has multi-syllables, except Chinese. So I guess they have a plan to teach everyone Chinese pretty soon when they take over the world. Interesting, isn't it? The entire Chinese, one syllable. You understand what syllable means? No, there's no da, da, you know, there's no, it's so Russian, it's beautiful. So Dhanishya Sakhi is an example of someone who has more. Now this is Radha Sneha Adik, more extra-additional affection for Radharani. These Sakhis have stronger feelings for Radha than they do for Krishna. So who are they? They're the Manjaris. They're known as Nitya Sakhis, and they're the Manjaris, or sometimes, especially Bhaktivinoda likes this term, Palya Dasis. Maid servants, constant companions, near assistants, serving maids, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Manjulali, etc. Then the Pran Sakhis. These are the Manjaris, they're intimate life companions of Radharani. And I don't have the examples just here, but generally this. Different books will tell different ways. Generally, this Pransaki is a little bit mystifying, but there are definitely two categories of Manjaris. So the Pransakis are generally the most intimate, like Rati and Rupa would be generally thought of as Pransakis. They're always near Radharani, and they talk to Radharani about Krishna's sports and activities. And that's just, so these two, Nityasakis and Pransakis, who are both Manjaris, they have Radha Sneha Adik, extra or additional affection for Radharani. Now there's someone called Sama. Sama in Hindi Sanskrit means Samma, means equal, balanced, equal affection for Radha and Krishna. They express the same amount of love for Radha as they do for Krishna, or Krishna as they do for Radha. And this includes there's two categories of Sama Sneha Sakhis. Rather, there's Adik, Krishna Sneha Adik, Radha Sneha Adik, and then just Sama Sneha. There's not extra, it's equal. So those are the Priya Sakhis, the dear friends of Radharani, and the Parama Preshta Sakhis. The Parama Preshta Sakhis are Parama Preshta. You've heard of this word Preshta? Preshta. It means, isn't it a sandhi? A pre and shta? Is the word preshta a sandhi? So, because Tishtan. Shta means fixed, or, and pray means, you know, prakrishtarena. So it means a very, an especially fixed position. Preshta. Preshta alibi. Have you heard this? This pranam prayer to Radha Govinda Dev. Divyad Brindaranya Kapla Drumada. Shimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto. Then? Shri Radha Govinda Devo. Preshta alibi Sevyamanam Smarami. Alibi, the word Ali means honeybee, and Ali means gopi bee. Ali means a gopi, and it means a honeybee. Ali, A-L-I. So Preshta alibi. Those very dear gopis, Sevyamanam Smarami, the substance. I am praying that, oh Radha Govinda, I am praying to you, Radha Govinda Yugo, your Rupa Goswami's Thakurji, Thakurani and Thakurji. I am praying to you as a sadhak, servant of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. I am praying that the substance of my memory, that the content of my thinking and remembrance, smarami, my memory, will be Preshta alibi sevyamanam. I'll be always remembering the sevas, or the sevas or services of those very, very preshta, that fixed their standing, shtan, in such a special place in relation to Radha and Krishna. That should be the substance of my memory. Preshta alibi, those sakis. So now we know that word, we know they're a little bit like little rusty type. But now there's another place we find this. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya. What's this? You know this verse? You have a guru? You fill in a blank for your guru. The prayer was first written by Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj as a pranam prayer for Bhakti Vinod. And then it became a pranam prayer for Bhakti Siddhanta. Then it became a pranam prayer for Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami. Then it became a pranam prayer for everyone's guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane. So if you have a Diksha guru that's not Srila Prabhupada, then you'll say, am I correct? Everyone go like this. At least in ISKCON, this is, and maybe Gaudiya Math, I believe that prayer is also there. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya. And other prayers are there for Guru also, of course. But this is popular there. So there, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashta. That my Guru is, he's Krishna Prashta. He's Stan, he's Tishtan. He's situated very firmly, Prakrishnarena Stan. He's fixed very firmly with Krishna. What are the Ashtasakhis of Radharani? Alita Vishaka, Chitra Champak, Induleka, and then Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and etc. Sabata Champak, Alata. That's it. What are they called? They're called Preshta Sakhis. But they're called Parama Preshta Sakhis. Parama Preshta Sakhis, they're the topmost of all. Parama Preshta Sakhis. And they, like the Priya Sakhis, they have equal affection. These Sakhis are like Lalita and Vishakha, they're the dearmost girlfriends of Radharani. They always express equal affection for both Radha and Krishna. The Sakhis like Lalita and Vishakha, They definitely feel themselves. Now there's two things here. These Sama Sneha Sakhis, Priya Sakhis and Parama Preshta Sakhis, they express more affection to Krishna. Equal affection to Radha and Krishna. But the Ashta Sakhis, there's a difference now that I will explain. The Ashta Sakhis there and the Sakhis in Radharani's party, they definitely feel themselves to belong to Radharani. Now, if you ask Chandravali or her sidekicks, Padma and Shaivya, Padma Sakhi and Shaivya Sakhi, do you feel yourself to belong to Radharani? They'll say, no, not at all. Chandravali will say, I feel myself to belong to Krishna. And Radharani says, Chandravali, you say you feel yourself to belong to Krishna? That's very nice. You know what I feel? I feel that Krishna belongs to me. This is Marusneya and Gritasneya. You feel that you feel, Chandravali, that you are Krishna's, yes? You know what I feel? I feel that Krishna is mine. Because he is mine and nobody else is. And then Chandravali says, and she walks away. And they're the best. They're the two best. And Chandravali is not much different than Radharani. Not much. How so? Her father is the brother of Radharani's father. And everyone knows that the daughter takes after the father in looks, in mannerisms, in many ways. And the son takes after mommy. He's called a mama's boy. So Radharani is the brothers, they're Chandrabhanu and Brihadbhanu and Vrishabhanu and Subhanu. They are brothers, and so Chandravali is actually the sister of Radharani. You could say cousin, excuse me, I made a mistake. It's a cousin, but she is the cousin by definition, but by Indian consideration, she's considered sister. So this, the Astasakis of Radharani, they're with her, obviously. They're her Astasakis. Radharani has her Astasakis and Chandravali has her Astasakis. The Parama Preshta Sakis are the chief, more prominent among Radha's Sakis, Lita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champak, etc. They have extremely deep love for both Radha and Krishna. Yet, the Ashtasakis, these Paramapreshta Sakis, they swing like a pendulum. Pendulum goes... Because it's sama. Sama sneha means it's like this and sometimes it's like this. And it's like this and sometimes it's like that. Generally, it's like this. So it's very interesting. The Paramapreshta Sakis is very interesting. They have equal affection for Radha and Krishna. But they identify themselves as I'm Radha's, and I belong to Radha, but I love her equally, and she loves me equally, but I also love Krishna. But sometimes they show more affection to Krishna, and we'll find out why. And sometimes they show more affection to Radha. The Pransakis and Nityasakis, who are the two classes of Manjaris, they have Radha Sneha Adik. And they have a different bhav, which we'll find out. So there's never any question of them. They love Krishna. Why? Because he's Radharani's boyfriend. They love Radharani. Manjaris love Krishna. I love Krishna too. But not as Krishna. The Sakis, the Priya Sakis, Paramapreshta Sakis, and the Sakis, they're Sakis, Priya Sakis, Paramapreshta. Those three categories that aren't Manjaris, they love Krishna because he's Krishna. You follow? But the Manjaris, they love Krishna because he's Radharani's boyfriend. This is some slight difference. So, it's all happening on an inconceivable level of pure love. They have deep love for both Radha and Krishna. Yet they swing like a pendulum in their affection for Radha and Krishna. Sometimes the Paramapreshta Sakhi show more affection towards Krishna. Remember, they feel they belong to Radharani, and they have they feel they're the prominent. So that means they should favor Radharani ultimately. They're different because they're bhava. They're in Madhura Rati. All sakis are Madhura Rati, which we'll describe. But their Madhura Rati includes sambhog, which means they enjoy with Krishna, like Radharani. When if she wants that, then they do that. But even if she tries to induce the mantris, then they don't go. Generally, this is at least the viewpoint of all of our Goswamis, etc. So an exceptional case is always there everywhere. So here's an example that Lalita Vishakha, they'll show more affection for Krishna. Why and what circumstance? Radharani is sulking. She's pouting. She's in a sulky mood of man. When she's contrary to Krishna. She's rejecting Krishna. At this time, Lalita, or any of the Ashtasakis, they may show more sympathy for Shyam and plead his case, plead Krishna's case and his innocence before Radha. At other times, however, when Krishna breaks his promise and fails to appear in the kunja on time and stands up Radharani, the Lita and the Astasakis will come together like the five Pandavas with the 100 sons of Duryodhan. Sometimes the five Pandavas and the 100 Kauravas become 105 if anyone attacks. And they all, 105 of them, Kauravas and Pandavas, they attack, aside from their own civil war, etc., Mahabharata. So all the Sakis will then side with Radharani against Krishna. So they're a very interesting category, the Paramapreshtha. Sometimes they take Radharani's side. But you see that in both cases, they're actually favoring Radharani. Because even when they take Krishna's side, because the goal of the Sakis, of all of Radha's Sakis, the goal of all five of the categories of Radharani's Sakis, is basically to bring Radha and Krishna together. Tanishtha is a Saki. She lives in Krishna's house. She loves Krishna more than Radharani. But what is her main activity? Bringing Krishna to Radharani. Govinda Lilamrita describes Dhanishtha's role everywhere. She's not taking... She's, oh, I love you, Krishna. I love you more than Radharani. So I'm going to take you somewhere else. I'm going to take you to Chandravali. No, she doesn't. So it's a very... These are deep things, but at least you hear about them and we can try to understand. She loves Krishna more, but... It's interesting because they all have the same thing in mind. The goal of all of them is the same, but they have different feelings of love. And this is natural. Just like every disciple has he loves his guru. But there's something called bhavulas. Bhavulas. Bhavulas includes you may love Krishna, but if you love your guru more than Krishna, that's called bhavulas of your love. Because your love, let's give an example. The love of disciples is basically their love for Krishna. Let's just say this, especially for beginners, till we come realized in our stayrati. If we love Krishna in dasyarati, we're his servants. Jivarasopaya Krishna Nityadas. We love Krishna in dasyarati, and we're serving Krishna, and we're Krishna's servants, and ladies and gentlemen, or dasis and dasas. And we have a guru, obviously. That it all happens because of the guru. And we have dasirati for the guru. Where is sevais? Where is Ashoka, whatever. Where is unpaid servants? Now we're getting paid also. We're getting his mercy and his blessings. So we're servants, we have dasyarati. In other words, our permanent emotional loving mood towards our guru is loving him. He's my master, I'm his servant. I can't, oh, he's my good friend. We have sakiras. There may be some mixture in there. Oh, he's like my father and mother. That may be mixed there in Vatsalya. He's my lover. That's not supposed to be there like that. So the basic mood of every disciple with his guru is dasyarati. I think everyone will agree. And our basic mood, at least until we become elevated or attracted or interested, as Prabhupada said, in some particular stayrati, is dasyarati. Now, there's Krishna that we love as a master, and there's our guru we love as a master. Clear? Everything clear? Follow? We love and serve our guru as our master. We love and serve Krishna as our big master. But Rupa Goswami is explaining in this section on Bhava Bhakti and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sometimes it's misinterpreted other ways, but this is what I clearly understand, and I've heard from many acharyas, that if one loves his guru more, that's called an ulas. Ulas means something rising up. Ulas, ulas. I mean, even the word ulas, uto, get up. Ulas. It's called bhavulas. If his affection rises up, if he loves his guru more than Krishna, which is okay, then his that additional love for his guru is called a bhavulas of his stai rati. Sometimes called a sanchari bhav, means a transitory emotion. It may come and go or it may be permanent. So he has dasya rati and his bhavulas. He loves his guru more than Krishna. That's not an offense. He loves Krishna. He loves his guru. He may love cows more than he loves the guru or Krishna. And he has dasya rati towards the cows. He's serving them. They're my mothers. Gomata. I'm brushing them and feeding them and cleaning them and carrying their stool and arranging for money and goshalas. But when you ask him, say, who do you love your guru? Yes, I love my guru. Do you love Krishna? Yes. Do you love more? I love cows more. That's fine. That's fine. Because this is the same situation if you go in the Nitya Leela of Goloka, the coward men, they love Krishna. And then they love him a lot. But they may love their cows more. The cows are their livelihood and everything. So this Bhavalas term is not only applied to one category of servants or to one rati. This is what's telling in the Tika. So this is that the Sakis that they have equal affection, but sometimes they have Madhura Rati. They have conjugal love towards Krishna. Madhura means conjugal. Intimate love. And they express that in sambhog. They enjoy intimately with Krishna. And they have conjugal love. Their mood of love towards Radharani is dasya. I'm Radharani's servant. And I try to bring her. But I'm serving her in a madhurya rati to bring her to Krishna to enjoy. But sometimes I express more love for Radha. And I express more love for Radha just to bring her to Krishna, to break Raman and bring them together and unite them. And sometimes I express more love to Radha and then go against Krishna, or more love to Krishna too. But ultimately, Krishna comes late, so then that's what. So this is the ulas. It's a bhavulas of their stai rati. So generally, it's called a sanchari. And some people try to establish that it's a permanent rati. There's five ratis, and this in Nectar of Instruction of Devotion, he says this bhavulas is a sanchari. It's a sanchari means like a wave or it's transitory. So this anyway, these are some topics. Now I think we kind of went over into the Chaitanya Charitamrita section of things, but that's all right. So is everyone okay on that? This is what I understand, and this is Haridas Shastri and many people are explaining this nectar devotion like this. The bhavalas is not just restricted like this. So this is also, there's different views on these points, but this is what I can understand. And it's practically experienced in reality. Sometimes people want to say, some people really love their guru. When Prabhupada's here, even they would say, "Oh, Prabhupada, we don't know Krishna, we know you." Like Prabhupada said, "Well, Prabhupada, we read in the Gita that if you think of Krishna at the time of death and you go to Krishna, but we don't really know Krishna. We know we love you. You are everything." This is the early disciples. So if we're thinking of you when we die, then where will we go? And then Prabhupada said, "You'll go where I am." and then they didn't have to ask, "Where are you going?" Then they said, "Well, Prabhupada, you'll be with Krishna." And I said, "Yeah, so then you'll be with me and you'll be with Krishna." So this clear example, there's a clear example in Prabhupada's disciples among the women. You ask Yamuna, "Who do you love more, Krishna or Prabhupada?" They'll say it. I love Prabhupada. I only know Prabhupada. I know a little bit of Krishna. I just love Prabhupada. You never met anyone like that? I've met so many godbrothers like that. That's Bhavulas. That is called Bhavulas. I know devotees, they're disciples of Prabhupada, and they live in Vrindavan, they love Ram Krishna, they love cows more. They'll tell you straight. Their goal is to go to Radha Krishna. Their goal is to serve Radha Krishna. It's not like they want to go to cow land. But if they love cows, where will they go? They'll go to a place called Planet of the Cows. They'll go to a place that is called Planet of the Cows. Do you know where that is? Go Loke. Go Loco. Loco in Spanish means crazy. Puggle, you know Puggle? Pugolini? Loco. You don't know Spanish. But loco. He's loco. Loco. Go loco. Go crazy. Excuse me. Sometimes a little humor is, you know, makes things go on a little bit. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Sri Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Sri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. So yesterday was the Tirobhav of Teen Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I believe. And we started a class yesterday. Nittai delivers Raghunath. Nittai delivers Raghunath. This is from the Anti Leela, chapter 6. And we started two, three verses. We mentioned that he once, in his prior ashram, when he was a grihastha, he met Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur. And he told him, he said, don't be a monkey. He said, don't markata vairagya. Markata vairagya. This is a review of the three verses. Don't be a monkey. Don't be a false renunciate. A monkey lives in the trees, has no clothes. Well, he has, you know, hair or whatever. But no house. There's no house. Squirrels have a house. Birds have a house. Humans have a house. Dogs don't really have a house. If you give them one, they'll stay there. But monkeys have no house. Here or there, they'll crash anywhere. They appear very detached and like this, but we know they have some attachments also. So he said, just go home. Live like an ordinary person. Externally, vishai praya means almost, pretend. Vaishnava praya means almost a Vaishnava. He is a Vaishnava, but there's lots of prakriti in him, lots of materiality. He follows one principle. He accepts Krishna, that he is God, and I want to love him and worship him. That's 10% of my reality, but 90% of my reality is maya, or material enjoyment and advancement, etc. He's Vaishnava praya, he's almost a Vaishnava. Vaishnava fully accepts Krishna, he surrenders to Guru, takes diksha, follows yama niyama, and this is yoga. Yoga is like this, there's 8 steps on any yoga ladder, and yama and niyama are necessary. Without yama niyama, there is no yoga. Yoga means connecting with God through karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. But that's the beginning. Yama niyama. Whether you do asans or pranayama, that's a particular line that requires that, but bhakti doesn't require yoga asans or pranayama. But they require pratyahara, and they require dharana, and they require all these dhyanam. All these things are required. Yeah, the yoga ladder in bhakti yoga only has 6 steps. But if you do pranayama and asans, that help. We have asan seat, proper seat, and we sit on, but the actual separate abhyas we don't do. So that's why they say bhakti is the fast way. Do's and don'ts, and then withdraw the senses from the sense objects, be detached, you have to be detached, then fix the mind on one object, dharana, hold one object, then deeply meditate, dhyanam, then dhruvana smriti and samadhi. These six steps of yoga, any yoga, is required, otherwise no siddhi, no perfection. Unless we come to samadhi, absorbed in Krishna's guna, nitya, eternal nam, rupa, and lila, that we won't attain perfection. So he lived like that. He inwardly was extremely renounced. Now, this next verse. Matura haite prabhu haila varte jave paila prabhu pasha chali bare udyoga karila. When Raghunath Das received a message from, he got the message that Mahaprabhu had returned from Mathura, he made some endeavor to go meet Lord Chaitanya. And he tried, and I just skip over a little bit to make the story more briefly. For 1 year, he tried to leave. That's why the title of the story is Nittai Delivers Raghunath. So it's Nittai and Raghunath. Right now, it's Raghunath met Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur previously. Then he went back home and lived like an ordinary, peaceful grihastha and doing all his proper karmas and duties of that ashram. And then he heard, oh, Lord Chaitanya's back. He's returned from Mathura, which he was only there for 2 months. Then he went to Kumbh Mela for 1 month for Kumbh. Then he came back to Jharkhand and then back to Shantipur, or maybe Puri, I'm not sure what he means by that. But at any rate, for one year, after he was, when he heard that, he was trying to go to Lord Chaitanya in Puri. Lord Chaitanya actually went to Puri. So he was going and getting caught and all that. So after 1 year passed, Hey Mata Raghunathera Vatsareka Gela Dvitiya Vatsare Pala Ite Manakalya. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year of going back and forth, trying to get delivered from family life, trying to escape the great escape. This is the great escape. The greatest escape is to escape family life by never getting married. That's the best escape. And then if you're imprisoned, the best thing is not to go into prison, right? So the best escape is not get locked up in prison. Then you're free. But if you get married, then you're in prison. And then you have to escape. The great escape. And that takes 25 years, 30 years. Takes a long time unless you're very clever and dig a hole in the ground and come out in the street somewhere and run away. Make a tunnel. It takes time. So he tried for 1 year to run, and he was caught and brought back, and run, and he was caught. So after 1 year, then he decided again, I will leave home, my wife. There was no, I don't know, I believe, I don't hear about any family other than in-laws, relatives, etc. Ratri utti ekala chalila palana durahaite pita tanre anila dharya. One night, Raghunath got up alone, means without his wife, and he left. But his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. Emate bhare bhare palaya dhari ane tabe tanra mattakahe tanra pita sane. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home and his father would again bring him back home. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to her husband, Putra Batula. This is in Bengali. Batula means mad, pagal. Batul. Putra Batula Haila Ihaya Rakaha Bandhya Tanra Pita Kahaitare Nirvina Hana. Our son has become bad. Listen, Prabhu, we should tie him up with ropes. And this is a millionaire's son, multi-millionaire's son. The father was very unhappy when he heard his wife's suggestion to tie up their son like a criminal, a millionaire, a prince, not exactly a prince, but living like a king. He's a Kayas, but he's like a big Zamindar. Indra sama Aishvarya, Stri apsara sama, Esava bandite nari leka janra mana. This is the husband's reply. They introduced some philosophy. She was a little bit, listen, he's running away all the time. He's just gone mad, tie him up. Simple, finished. He said, wait a minute, it's not that easy. Women have sometimes very simple suggestions, solutions. Just tie up the kid. You ever hear a Mother Yashoda in Gokul? Was this time of year, actually. It was on Diwali. Diwali day, he went a little batula. He got a little crazy and broke her pot. Yogurt went everywhere. Then she chased him and tied him up. And then the Sakis met Yashoda. They said, Are, Saki, what are you doing? Our sons break yogurt pots all the time. This is what kids do. They like it's rather fun. They like that sound. And they see the whites up. And then they take some. And they run. They run their feet through and they stick it. And they jump up and down and it splashes everywhere. And then they say, hey, let's run. Hey, like, let's run around. I'll follow your footprints. So one brother runs around with his yogurt, you know, covered footprints all over their house and leaves his footprints. And his brother says, look, I'll run next to yours. And they, oh, that looks really cool. Look at all these footprints. You know, this is all going on before the mother and father wake up. And then they wake up and say, oh, all right. And then, what? And that's what they said to Mother Yashoda. They said, Are, Saki, all the children in Gokul are breaking yogurt pots and running all around. And you're so uptight. I mean, yogurt pot costs 1 rupee. You can buy a new pot for 1 rupee. Why are you getting so angry? No, I have to teach him a lesson. Oh, so they were showing more love for Krishna than for Yashoda. They're her sisters. They have Sakhi Bhav. They have Sakhi Bhav for her. They have love. Like she's an elderly gopi. They're elderly gopi. She's a mother. They're mothers. But now they're showing their affection is more for Krishna. I have a bhava ulas. They're showing there's a bhava rises in their heart. Oh, he's a nice guy. He didn't. Why do you want to tie him up? Look, he's so cute. Look at the way he's looking. He's so innocent with his kajal. So this is. And then when Nanda came on the scene, what is this? Why are you just tying him up like that? Who? And then he went. He saw Krishna first, tied up. He said, who's done this? And he went, you know, that he pointed towards the house, because the house, the Griha Rani, the Griha Rani means the housewife, the queen of the house, Griha Rani. He just went, you know, the one from the house. He said, Acha? Lala? She did this? I can't believe. He said, yes. Yes, sir, she did. He said, all right, I'll untie you. So he went to untie her. He's a very clever, strong man, and coward men deal with ropes all the time. They can tie 6 different kinds of knots. And his mother, you know, Yashoda, maybe she tied a simple knot. His ladies don't know much about tying different knots. I don't think so. Coward men, there's a slip knot and this knot and that knot. There's so many kinds of knots you can tie in a rope, you know, binding the rope. And Nanda went this way and that way. What is this? Some jadu? Some tantric? What did she do? I can't untie it. He couldn't untie it. And he was very frustrated. If a man cannot, it's like if some man can't untie his shoes, then he may feel a little embarrassed. And it was simple knot. Wasn't it not? Was it not? It was a simple knot. So then he just said, all right, I'll get your mother. So then all so many Sakis came and Krishna's tied up and then, you know, the whole story. That was after the tree and then she had to untie him. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Damodara Mas ki jai. So back to Raghunath and Bengal. So the father says, listen, our son Raghunath, he has opulences and wealth and riches just like Indradev. Indra Sama Aishvarya, his Aishvarya, his wealth, prestige is equal to Indra, the king of heaven. Sri Apsara Sama, his wife, his Sri is equal. She's just like an Apsara, a heavenly Rambauru, or Uravasi, or Tilottama. She's like a great celestial beauty, a goddess of beauty from the heavenly planets, a celestial maiden. Prabhupada says that his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet, sava bandite nari. Even his mind cannot be bound by these things. You cannot bind the mind. You can't tie up or lock or imprison the mind of our son with wealth, with women. Wealth equal to Indra, women equal to demigoddesses. And that ordinarily, forget about that kind of wealth or that kind of woman. 100 rupees and a good-looking girl will tie up any man. I mean, it's that simple. But yet our son has all this available, and his mind is not attracted, not interested, not attached, not tied up. Then what will your rope do? He was using philosophy and logic and reason, so many things, which mothers don't really get into that much. So look, he's bad, tie him up. That's all I know. That's when some, you know, he's running away, so if you tie him up, he can't run. But what if he cuts the knot and runs then? Dadira bandane tanre rakiba kemate janmadatta pita nare parabda kandaite. He goes on, the father of Raghunath. How could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Very extremely philosophical father. Janma datta pita nare parabda kanda. Parabda kandaite. The prarabda means that karma which we performed in last life, which we're eating the good and bad results of right now, the prarabdha. So his karma was such that he was destined to be pure devotee of God. He was destined to leave everything behind, wealth, woman, family, relatives, and be a God-man, to be a divine personality. This is his destiny. He's saying it's his destiny. You think a rope can stop someone's destiny? A law, a rule, an imposition? No, destiny is stronger than a rope, stronger than a rule, stronger than a law, stronger than impositions. Destiny breaks all barriers. Parabdha kandite. You can't break that parabdha. I can't do. Janma datta pita. Father begets a child. The father... The pita datta janma, he gives him birth. The father gives birth to the child, and the mother gives birth. But the prarabdha is the child's bringing that with him. So the child's prarabdha is stronger than the mother and father who gave him birth. Your mother and father want you to marry a Hindu. You marry a non-Hindu. Because that's your destiny, that's your prarabdha. Indian girl marries a French man. Russian man, whatever. And they're not happy, but what to do? Prabhupada rules. Prabhupada is God for one who's not a devotee. This is the life. How can we keep this boy home by bonding him with robes? Then he goes on. Chaitanya Chandrera Kripa Hanache and Hare Chaitanya Chandrera Batul Ke rakite pare. When Chaitanya Chandra has fully bestowed his mercy on him, who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? So Even in the very beginning of Lord Chaitanya's movement began with madmen. The founder acharyas of Gaudiya Vaishnavism were mad. Every single smarta Brahmin and every single person, elderly member of the Navadvip community, all the smarta Brahmins and Shaktas, they thought that Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, the son of the great Jagannath Mishra, went mad. The Vaidyas used to bring oil. The Ayurvedic doctors used to bring oil to Sachi and said, please, this is good for madness. Rub it on your son's head. I believe he has a vata rog. When you have vata rog, when you have a disease or an imbalance in the air of your body, the fire air and the water element is the combination of earth and water makes cough. Cough means mucus when it's too much, so that the earth and water element is one, the fire element is one, and the air element. It's called vat, pitta, and cough. We say, you know, we have phlegm or whatever, it's cough. So cough means air and earth mixed together. If there's too much water and earth. So they said he has vata rog, he has a disease of his air, he's too much airhead, he's crazy. He's dancing, he's crazy, he left his studies. He went to East Bengal and he earned a fortune, came back with so many gold coins, he became the most illustrious teacher in all of East Bengal. He had a huge following. People left East Bengal, followed him back to Navadvip to study with him. As a Grihastha pandit teaching in East Bengal, he came back to West Bengal to his toll, his Sanskrit academy. And he taught, and one day he said, you know, da da damodar. Everything is the dhatus and the sundis and everything equals Krishna. And he explained it that way. And he said, listen, you can find some other teacher. I'm running after God. Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai. Gopi, 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 Gopi. And they chased him. It's all Chaitanya Bhagavat. They chased him with sticks. What is it, Gopi, Gopi? You? It should be dhatu, sundi. Gopi, Gopi. And then he said, I'm tying up my books. I'm no longer studying. I'm no longer teaching. And then they said, all right, if that's what you want, you've gone crazy. Everyone says you're crazy, a vata rog. You're just mad after Krishna. Krishna kaha, Krishna kotai, Krishna kotai. Then, from today on, we will tie up our books also. We'll also become crazy and join you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the first movement of crazies began with Lord Chaitanya's Sanskrit school. And they started a kirtan and marched out of the toll. And so now, now Raghunath Das Goswami, he is one of the founding fathers along with the six Goswamis. And his father is saying, and his mother is saying, his mother said he's Batul. Batulera. He's mad. He's crazy. And the father says, okay, he's crazy. But that's his destiny. His destiny is to go crazy for Chaitanya Chandra. So there's no other way. You can't break his craziness with money or women or anything. A rope. What's a rope? A woman's like 10 million ropes. And $1 million is like another 10 million ropes. So what's your one little jute rope going to do? You tie him around the waist and tie him to it. To the chula or something. So this is... we're over here. Let's go over here. Okay. Now... He says, the father understands the situation. Somehow he's met Lord Chaitanya. He's told me. He met him a few times. He's trying... Where's he going? He says, I'm going to Lord Chaitanya. He's in Puri. I keep bringing him back because Panihati Grame Paila Prabhurardara Shan Kirtaniya Sevak Sange Arabahujan. In the village of Panihati, which is about 2 hours northwest of Calcutta. Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Kirtaniya Sevaks. Kirtaniya Sevak Sange, Ara Bahujan. Yeah, Darshan, Prabhu Darshan. Nityananda Prabhu Darshan. I like Prabhupada's praise. He obtained an interview. He obtained an interview with Lord Nityananda. That's the meaning of the word Darshan. Did you have your guru's... Did you get Darshan, your guru? Did you get an interview? Very sweet. And what was Lord Nityananda doing in Panihati? With his kirtaniyas and his sevaks and his bahujana. Bahu means many, jana means people, personalities, bahujana. He was relaxing. Nityananda. Ganga tire brikshamule pindaru pare vasijachena jena koti suryodhaya kare. Suryodhaya kare. Koti suryo. Koti surya udhai. Koti surya udhai kare. Nityananda was sitting on a rock. Sounds like a coward boy? Yes. You know, there's a lot of rocks nearby here called Govardhan Hill. And they use one rock as a mirror, and a very shiny rock, and then they paint their faces with gopi dots and tilak and decorations. And they use another rock to sit on. They sleep on rocks. They eat on rocks. They throw them. I don't know if they throw them. I haven't read that. But they eat on them. And they walk on them. Balaram walks on Govardhan. Krishna walks on Govardhan. We don't. Lord Chaitanya didn't. And the six Goswamis didn't. But the rocks are... So there he is, sitting on a rock. God sitting on a rock. On a tree on the bank of the Ganga, we can say, okay, can you see Krishna Leela on this? Yes. Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram's sitting on a rock at Govardhan on the banks of Yamuna, because Yamuna used to flow right next to Govardhan. And Balaram seemed as effulgent as thousands of rising suns, and Nityananda seems as effulgent as a thousand rising suns. This is what he saw. If you're, like I said, you should see, read Shastras through the lens of the cameraman. So that one thing is that one camera is on Raghunath, and Raghunath is walking. And then he glances and he sees, oh, he looks in the distance. So the camera is on him with this glow of surprise and excitement. And he's seeing that it's Nityananda. Then why is his face looking so excited? Why is he... He's looking like this in the distance. Then the next camera shows what he's looking at. His eyes are seeing it, but if you want to see what his eyes are seeing, you have to see through the camera. That's a movie. So another camera says, oh, he's seeing this. He's seeing the camera eyes of Raghunath Das. Now we can see through the eyes of the shlokas, which are like another camera angle, camera lens. So that's how you would... These are all be the movie, the script for the movie, the shots for the cameras, you know. Camera one, camera two. Now that camera is focused on where Nityananda is sitting under this beautiful shady tree, and the Yamuna is flowing behind, and the tree is right on the bank, and there's a beautiful mandap, either a mandap or a rock there. It says a rock. And he's sitting there, and he's so effulgent, although he's sitting in a shade tree, and he's relaxed under the shade tree and very cool and refreshed, maybe bakul tree or full of fragrant flowers, we don't know, whatever his favorite tree is. Very fragrant flowers, and he's surrounded by all his sevaks and kirtaniyas. But he's so effulgent and radiant and attractive, and Raghunath is seeing this. Then what's the next scene? So that was Nityananda. He's the hero. But then there's the supporting actors. So then there's another camera that pans the supporting actors. Tali upare bahu bhakta hanache veshtita Deki Prabhura Prabhav Raghunath Vismita. Deki Prabhu Prabhav Raghunath Vismita. When Raghunath saw the incredible influence and power of Nityananda Prabhu, he was Vismita. He was amazed, bewildered, astonished. Many devotees were sitting below the feet of Nityananda. just below the rock he was sitting on. That was his asan. And seeing the influence in Prabhava and just the energy created by this divine personality, Nityananda, Raghunath Das was astonished. So his face, the camera's on his face. One camera shows all these bhaktas around him and a certain angle to show kind of a prabhav somehow, the influence. And the next camera is looking at the face of Raghunath, and his face is showing astonishment. So all these moods are the professional actors, they have to show astonishment. So the actor will say, well, how do you do that? And the director says, like this, or whatever. So it's a whole lot of dynamics into making a movie. So if we read shastras like that, it's so absorbing. Put everything you read into a movie. Create the movie as you're reading. Because as you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So turn the words into pictures. Then the 100 words of the story become 10,000 pictures. And it registers deep in your mind, etched into your memory banks for further smaran. So now he's looking astonished, and what does that look? And then how does he respond to it all? What's the thing, you know, because astonishment is a feeling. There's some experience with your senses, then it registers in your mind and heart, then you show some expressions. You faint, you smile, you look astonished, your eyes get large or whatever. And then there's some response. Then what did he do? Because we heard he's astonished at what he saw, and he's looking at, then he responded by collapsing on the ground. He was so astonished, he collapsed on the ground. Danda batahana se padila katta dure sevaka kahe Raghunatha dandavata kare. At some distance from Lord Nityananda and all these sevaks and kirtaniyas and bahujanas, many others, he saw that at a distance. I told you, the camera is panning from a distance what he saw. And then the next camera shows a little closer Nityananda's prabhav. And then the next camera shows again Raghunath at a distance, and he falls down dandavats. And that's at a distance. And Nityananda sees something. And then his servant says, to inform him, says, that's Raghunath offering dandavats. So then the camera is on, one camera is on Raghunath collapsing in dandavats at a distance, and the next camera shows the face of Nityananda and Akirtaniya speaking. If you watch a movie. I saw a movie, last movie 40 years ago, by the way. 45, 42, whatever. That's why I gave up movies. So now, but this is, anyone can do this. You went to one movie, you can do whatever, everything I'm saying. So now that camera is on Nityananda, and someone's saying, Prabhu, that's Raghunath. Now that Nityananda's heard that, now Nityananda will look even closer. And he's looking, oh, let me see. Now the camera will go back to what, from the eye, the camera will become the eyes of Nityananda looking at Raghunath. And then the next shot will be back to Nityananda. So then Nityananda, he looks, the camera's on him looking, so he's looking. What am I seeing? Oh, he's telling me this is Raghunath offering obeisances. And then now the camera is back on Nityananda. How is he going to reply to what he sees? So then he says, Shuni Prabhu kahe chor dila darashan ayaya ajitora karima dandana. He said, now the camera is on Lord Nityananda. He's heard, he saw, now he speaks. To whom? To the person lying at a distance, Raghunath. Because he knows it's Raghunath, so he's saying this. You're a thief! You're a chor! You're a thief! You are a thief! Now you have come to see me. Come here. Aya, aya, aji. Aji means aj, today. Today I shall karima dandana. Today I shall punish you. Come, get your punishment. So now, this is the invitation, the interview. This is the interview. You're going to get your interview. This is the invitation from Lord Nityananda. This is the openers of Lord Nityananda to Raghunath lying on the ground. Come here, I'm going to beat you with a stick. Danda, you know danda? Karima dandana. I'm going to beat you with a stick. Come here and get your beating. So will you run super fast over there to get beaten? Or will you think twice about maybe go the other way or call your mother or something? So then what happens? Prabhu bolaya tenho nikate nakare gaman nakare gamana. The gaman, Vrindavan gamana, it means akarshiya tanra mate prabhu dharila charan. Nityananda called him. So now the camera's on Nityananda. You chore, you thief, you come here, I'm going to punish you. Now the camera's on Raghunath. And Raghunath's like, Nityananda called him, but Raghunath did not go near Nityananda. So his face must be showing some trepidation, some hesitation. Now the camera goes back to Nityananda. I called him. Why isn't he coming? Why is he hesitating? So now you have to think. So now the camera is back with Nityananda. So how is Nityananda going to reply to the? He gave an order. Come here and I'll beat you. And the chore is not moving. Raghunath. So now Nityananda got up from his rock, sitting under the tree beside Yamuna, and he walked over there with the gait of a lion. Singha Nitai. Nitai Singha. He walked over there because he's at a distance. Means distance in Shastra means 100 meters. He walked 300 feet, 100 meters. He walked, and when Nityananda walks, he walks like an elephant. Dum, dum. And he forcibly caught Raghunath and placed his lotus feet upon his head. Raghunath has been lying on the ground the whole time. He was astonished he offered dandavats. And why he was lying on the ground, Nittai is speaking. So one camera is on Nityananda's face. And he finishes speaking. And the next camera is on Raghunath. And he's been lying down since he was astonished and lying down. He was lying down listening to the whole speech of Nityananda. And after Nityananda's speech, he was still lying down, but he lifted his head up and he was thinking, I'm still astonished, and now he says he's going to beat me. So he says, oh, you're not coming to me? If you don't go to the Lord, then you know what's going to happen? If you're humble, the Lord will come to you. Raghunath couldn't move. He was astonished. He couldn't go to the Lord, but he was humble. He was offering dandavats. So the Lord came to him and forcibly put his feet on his head. Prabhu Dharila Charan. Nityananda Prabhu Ki. This story is called Nittai Delivers Raghunath. Kotu Ki Nityananda Sahaje Dhyamai. Raghunate Kahai Kichuhana Sadhai. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful. The sahaja means natural. And we say sahajya. Sahaja means it's a natural thing. It's nature of men and women to enjoy. So sahajya, he thinks that let me enjoy this woman, I'm Krishna, she's Radha, and then we can realize the love of Radha and Krishna by our lila, sahajya. Different, but it's natural. This is a natural thing, men and women. That's part of the human nature. But that's not exactly transcendental, which is another svabhav, divya svabhav. We are transcendental, but we have to realize our transcendence by yama niyama, not to perpetuate the lack of yama niyama in a pursuit of a natural instinct and try to dovetail it into a spiritual abhyas or a yoga practice, which is sahajya. Sahaja, this is sahaje, dayamaya. It is his nature to be saturated with compassion, dayamaya. So then, and he's also, Lord, he's kotuki. He's compassionate and he's funny. Kotuki, 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 means very humorous and funny, as you well know. Balarama is very funny. And because he's merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. And we'll find out tomorrow what he said. Nityananda Rama ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, 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 Shri Radhe, jai, jai, Shri Radhe, jai, jai, Shri Radhe, Shyam.